Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's Radiance by Design. I'm Veronica Entwistle, and guess what? I've been away, so I hope you're such a diligent listener you noticed that. I've been in Costa Rica, giving workshops, visiting with my friend Jill and her husband Bob, who run a wonderful retreat center there, meeting amazing people for sessions, for adventures, and the weather was warm. Oh my gosh, it was beautiful. Costa Rica is sort of interesting because their constitution really talks about peace. It's not about competition or dominance or anything. It's about peace. And you really feel it when you're there. You can feel that it's a very different ambiance. I have to say, I really, I just felt it. People smiled. People hugged you. People offered to help. And I know a lot of people do that around here as well. But there's just a different kind of an underlying feeling. This is a show about energy, as you know, and about when we shift our energy, we can shift a great deal of our life. And it just occurred to me, having a kind of an underlying sense of wanting to engage peacefully, I think is a really a powerful energy that's very, very palpable. You know, and I'm Canadian, and in Canada, at least in the olden days when I was a child, we were taught very much to play, to live for the good of the whole, right? And there's a kind of a more gentle atmosphere in Canada than in the U.S., where in the U.S. there's a productivity drive that's kind of ambitious. It's a whole lot of individualism, and it's quite different. So if you go from country to country, I've just chosen three to talk about, there's a really interesting collective energy that you can perceive and feel. Of course, if you go into like a really ambitious marketplace, wherever you go, like in Canada or anywhere else, probably Costa Rica, because I didn't go into that, you can really feel the kind of buzz of ambition and of striving and that sort of thing. I just think that's kind of interesting cogitative material. What do you think? And this is a show that's all about you. And it's all about energy and how we can shift the energy in order to shift our life. I was thinking about Peter Calhoun, who he's on my podcast. I really loved his interview, and we were going to do more, but he passed over, so he's working from the other side as far as I can figure out. But he talked about how he saw in a big vision when he opened up and really began to perceive beyond the third dimension. And I've often mentioned this on this show. He saw in his vision that the whole world was surrounded by kind of a, I kind of think of it as a fog or a thick density that kept all the people on the planet walking with a kind of stooped shoulder. And somewhere along the way, I've been feeling weighed down or stooped. And inside, and I sort of think of Peter Calhoun, and I go, okay, what is that from? And what he said was, it is a limiter that comes on to humanity, and it's from, he says, it's from the elite trying to keep us kind of well-behaved and controlled and not be trying to be too big for our britches and so on. And what he said also was something that just really touched me a few minutes ago. He said you have to have a very strong mind to push your way through that, but we can do it because we're ultimately unlimitable. We can undo a lot of the belief structures or the vibrational empathy that we've had between one another. And, you know, as a whole species, we think we all have to die at 75 or 80 or 85 or 90 if you're really lucky. But maybe that's just programming. Maybe we don't need to do that. And what are some of the access points to it? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I have a caller already. How exciting. You're on the air. I'm going to let you come in before I even do my meditation. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Susan.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing really good. I'm being really creative, and I'm doing a lot of networking on the Internet, and I'm doing very well. But I have two things I want to ask you about. And the first one is that I was going to take a theater course at the community college, and I missed registration today. And my band leader, who's a music therapist, also told me he could fix me up with some producers and I could, like, bypass school. But I had this dream. I had a couple times the same dream that I produced the play in a high school, that I went back to high school and produced the play. And I don't think it's really maybe that appropriate for it's too original and too spiritual, I think, for I don't know if it would fit in with the college or whatever. Or is that like metaphorical dream, like high school, like, you know, to be back in my high space?
Maybe it was back
or does
to
that mean I should try to, you know, go through school.
But maybe it's like being in it. I'm not sure about this, but I feel like when I look at it, that it's like being allowing yourself to be adolescent again, which is a period of time where we get to experiment with who we are and expanding and being a lot more innocent and striving in a new way. And you've been through so much. I think it's like going back into that kind of space and time inside and outside yourself, where you get to reformat, youthfully reformat how it is you want to be in the world. And I really think your productivity is coming on up. But let's do it as a new person and as an adolescent. I don't mean that as a judgment. I mean as a new, refreshing kind of being. How does that sound?
Like trusting, kind of, instead of being aloof and having my guards up and stuff like that, right? Because that's something that's always held me back.
And the guards up are often coming from past experience. They're not coming because...
Right.
You're brand new and innocent, and you
right.
know.
Speaking of which, past experiences. I have a friend who's lost two people in her. She's estranged. She's alienated two very important people in her life, and so she's doing a lot of projecting on me, and she's really flipped out. She's bipolar, and she's drinking, and she's being very harassing of me and other people, and she calls me all the time, and I'm not sure how to deal with it.
Have you tried doing the structures? Do you remember the structures?
No, I haven't tried the structures on that. Just put myself in the structure, you mean?
Yeah, you put yourself in one, and if you can only remember a big three-dimensional diamond thing, fine, or a three-dimensional diamond with inside a disc and inside not a disc, a ball. And inside that is star. If you can do all those things or one of those things and spin and spin and spin and keep throwing her in one and spin and spin and spin, you can...
Because she has a spiritual side and she has a creative side. You know, I don't really hate her, but she triggers a lot of, like, trauma in my past from the things that she's been doing lately.
But I'm saying to you, you know, when I started talking at the beginning, I'm talking about Peter Calhoun saying how we're limited by all these controls that come on us. But you have a very strong mind, even though you've had to wrestle with it. And and so create a huge vibrational radiance, a huge vibrational thing to surround you and also to separate you from her. And even if she's still acting out a bit, you won't be so impacted. You'll start to feel your own personal power, and she will back down. What we want for you, Susan, is for you to be magical, because that's in your soul, your spirit.
Yeah, I know, but should I not return her phone calls or block her phone calls or just remain loving?
I think I'd remain loving, but I would
fall over me.
Yeah, I wouldn't allow that. I would set up a huge vibrational structure around her and around you and spin them and spin them. And you'll be so busy doing that she's not going to walk all over you. She'll just be kind of spluttering away there. Give it a try. Let me know. Call in next week and tell her.
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was a call, and you know what? That was really important. What we were saying, I was saying to you that I felt kind of weighed down and stooped. It's cold here, and I had left things kind of in a mess and came home. And there's a lot to do and catch up, and I felt my shoulders and everything aching. And then when I thought of what Peter Calhoun had said about being strong-minded, I threw my head back and I started to call in the structures, which we're about to do all together. And you know, it's funny, my whole body began to shift, and I began to feel the pressure moving off of my shoulders and out of my neck, and I went, got to remind each other to keep taking charge. It requires a very strong mind, one that's willing to create the change in your, you know, in your environment and in your world. But we can do that. You and I can do it. So let's do our collective meditation tonight. Let's do it together. And I want to do it because I like to create a coherent vibration, meaning what we want to do is a whole bunch of us doing it, and it sends out a very strong, what would we call it, a high-frequency aura, so that other people that are in it will feel better and stronger and less resistant and less annoying or less defensive. You know what I mean? Like, let's all just start to emanate. I played when I was away, and I couldn't be talking live on the air because the phones were kind of erratic, and I played Stephen Pollett. And Stephen Pollett I played because I had heard his interview in the middle of the night. I say I often listen to those things when I can't sleep. And he was talking about setting up fields and frequency. He was talking about most of us have subconscious that's down, you know, if you're calibrating it and using, I can't remember the fellow's name, it's pretty famous for calibrating our vibrational reality. But if your frequencies of your subconscious, he said he has never tested anybody that didn't have a frequency in their subconscious that was 200 or lower. And what we want to do is vibrate that, release that, so that it gets to be a higher and higher frequency. And what he talked about is you and I, we're the only ones in the universe that are ourselves, right? We're a vibrational print, in a way, a vibration like a fingerprint, but you're like a chord or a note, I think a kind of a combination of notes in your pure, highest frequency, intrinsic nature. What he was talking about is that when we work on it and when we shift the fields and frequency and we shift away defenses and old thoughts and feelings, or as Peter Calhoun would say, that kind of pressure that's coming down on us because of limitations that we're buying into that have been imposed upon us, well, maybe from the inside of ourselves as well. If we can shift those, then what happens is we will become higher and higher frequency. We'll finally get in touch with the frequency that's really you, not the contrived you or the adapted you or the controlled you or the defensive you, but the you that is the only one that's you in the whole universe. I really love that idea. So I like it when we start off with the meditation that we all do together. And remember the process of the meditation. We're going to create the balls, the golden ball above and the golden ball below, the filament of light. I'll just say it quickly and then I'll go through slowly. The filament of light that runs from the upper golden ball through the spine into the lower golden ball. The four-sided pyramid that is dropped from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 20 feet out there. And then upside down, another four-sided pyramid. So when the pyramids meet base to base, they're an eight-sided structure. And inside of that, we have a crystal ball. And inside of that, we have a three-dimensional star. And inside of that, we have you, or in my case, me. And remember, we've got this filament of light running through ourselves, so we're kind of skewered inside the structure. And from there, we're going to do our little movie, the movie of you becoming what you really want to be, and the movie of you creating a project that you really want all the pieces to come together for. And then the next one is the Galactic Healing Center. We're going to take a few people in and with our healing team do some magical global healing work. Woohoo! And then we're going to come back into our spinning star tetrahedron, and you're going to call in. So let's do our meditation together. Some of you say you're getting really good at this, and some of you say they're really hard to follow. So I'm trying to be better about explaining each piece as we go, but not taking too long. Are ya ready? So above your head, about 2 miles, let's call in a golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And then we're going to drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball through the spine to the lower golden ball. And as when we drop from the upper golden ball to about waist height, a four-sided pyramid. And then upside down, pointing into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. And when the two pyramids hitch up, you're in an eight-sided structure, right? And inside of that, there is a beautiful crystal ball, shimmering, all kinds of spectral hues just kind of moving around it. And inside of that, there's a star, a three-dimensional Star of David. And inside of that, there you are, right? And I want you to spin and spin and spin in that Star of David. Remember, it's like your Merkaba. That's your light body that you travel through dimensions with. In. And now spin and spin and spin. And now we're going to look at our screen, our magical screen. As you spin, you could see a magical screen in front of you. And in the first part of the screen, we're creating a movie of you becoming what you really want to become. I want to be this strong-minded, consciously multidimensional person coming from a heart. And I say strong-minded because I'm going back to Peter Calhoun's talk, right? And then I see myself becoming consciously multidimensional. That means I'm able to speak or relate from any of the dimensions. What do you want to become? It can be anything you want. And as I see myself emerging and getting stronger of mind, I wrap it in light and move it over to the left. And now we open up the screen and I receive the second thing, which is you creating the project that you want to create. And see all the resources, the people, the places, the moolah, all of it coming together. Okay, all the pieces come together in your project. And it could be any kind of project. It could be home and family. Yeah, it could be a book. It could be a movie. It can be building a house. It can be doing a world trip. It can be going to Costa Rica. Anything you want. Maybe traveling to the moon. Who knows? See all the people, the resources, the energy, the time. Flowing to you, everything comes to you, and you watch yourself create this amazing project. And I think our projects all really serve the planet, don't you? It doesn't have to, but I think that most of the ones I'm seeing come together today are doing that. And then when you see that your project is coming to fruition or completion, right? And then you want to say, okay, let's see all the resources coming together to maintain my project, to sustain it, so it goes on for quite a while. Good. Yeah, and that's a wonderful feeling. Feel how rich you feel inside your heart when what you're trying to do gets done and stays alive and well on the planet, serving a whole bunch of people. And now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to open the Galactic Healing Center. And in the Galactic Healing Center, you set up a healing table. And around the table, call in your healing team. Remember, each of us has a great number of beings around us of many levels of consciousness, many dimensions. And we're going to ask the ones that are specifically about healing to circle our healing table. First person that comes in on the healing table is you or me. So let's hop up on the table and then imagine or ask for what it is you really need. Or some of you are going to lie down and say, what is it I need? You tell me. In either case, it's fine. I just know I start buzzing as soon as I'm on the table. And you lie there, and they'll tell you what you need. Good. And then you'll feel their energy moving on you. The energy is moving around, soothing. The energy flows in your body, mind. And what's happening in your body? You notice some special changes in your arms. Perhaps your thighs or your feet. Maybe even your ears. And just let the feelings run through your body. That's right. Just let the feelings go through your body. And then ask if there's something they want to tell you. And sometimes I feel like writing it down at the end because there's something very helpful here. In my case, they're talking to me about being impacted by other people's energies and other people's needs again, and I should know better, but they want me to remind myself to always be at the beginning. We talked to Susan about being in her adolescence or as an it's a beginning phase of adulthood on some project or another. And they're saying, basically, I need that same innocence so that I can clear other people's damaged thoughts and feelings very quickly, and then I'll feel better and stronger. That makes sense to me. And now, let's wrap that in light, send it over to the side. And now we're going to bring in someone else. Let's see, who do we want? A beautiful young woman who just had a tooth extraction. And she's coming in, and she's, she's in fairly good shape, but she's acutely, like a lot of you, she's acutely sensitive and has had a difficult time recovering from certain kinds of injuries through the years. And this tooth extraction wasn't really easy for her. A lot of pain, so we're going to have her lie down, and we're having our healing team work with her. First thing you're doing is soothing a stress response that's running through her body. Can you feel that? And then they're going to work with her. Okay, so as we know, the temporal lobes have a lot to do with body pain. That's right. So they're working with her brain and with her adrenaline because she's got quite a bit of she's a very high-frequency woman, and she has a lot of adrenaline running, which means that her body has a lot of stress hormones going through it. And when that happens, you know this, then we all feel like we're a little bit more prone to pain, aren't we? So that what they're doing is putting their hand around her head very gently. There we are. That's it. And calming that kind of inflammation that's there. Right. Now they're holding her. It's very interesting. It's like they're holding her. Her body in a very kind of etheric embrace to give her a sense of being nurtured and loved. Because you know something that's funny is when we have a lot of pain, when we can feel nurtured and loved, it often eases pain, doesn't it? Well, that's right. So now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And who do we have coming in this time? Okay, so we have a young man who's had a terrific amount of difficulty in his life because at, I think he's maybe close to 30, and he had leukemia, and he's having a terrible time because of the treatments that they gave him when he was little. He's having an awful time with being an adult, and he can't really you know, his hormones don't actually work with him in such a way as he will become a normal adult. So he has a lot of restrictions. Now he's drinking too much. Well, you could say, well, I can sort of understand that. But let's see if we can't impose upon his regime a feeling of freedom, the recognition that he's a strong mind and can move, push past a lot of this. That's right. And that he's very loved. He doesn't feel loved at all. Like we just finished saying, feeling loved and being nurtured is a really good way to deal with pain. There we go. There we go. Okay, let's wrap that in light. Let's see how that goes. Now we're bringing in a young man who's very prone to accidents, gosh knows why, and he's just been in. Wrap that team, the new team. I want this team that's coming in to also bring in their team after team after team of supporters that brings layer after layer after layer of vibrational support. And that is also including the ancestors of this one. So he's coming in, and he is very, very accident prone. It doesn't matter where he goes or what he's doing. He seems to run into car accidents, and not terrible ones, just very inconvenient. You have to go get another car, and it keeps happening over and over. His body falls apart, or he just can't seem to get going. He's only about 33, 34. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why, so we're seeing him come lie on the table. He's a little bit resistant. Make me yawn. That's what happens to me when people have resistance, is I start to yawn because my body hooks up to it. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but I do, so I yawn. I do what Rosalind Breyer taught, which is you feel it, then you release it, command total release of it. But use it as a tool to figure out what's going on in this person. So what I'm seeing with him is he's had more ways of injuring himself. It's incredible. So what we're doing is putting the team is putting their hands on his head and on his belly and on his lungs and on his base chakra. That's the red one. Mm-hmm. And let's see if we can generate some very, very lusty passion for life by applying red to the base chakra. And then we move to the orange chakra, and in that wonderful cauldron of wisdom, we paint it orange and we spin it round and round and round. Spinning's really important because it sort of shakes off the dross, doesn't it? And we're going to work our way right through his whole vibrational body because he's got this lack of balance, lack of self. It's a self-esteem thing, I believe it. That he keeps kind of wanging into things and getting hit from least likely places. He's getting messages is what he's getting. So I want to say that to you, young man. Check your message machine here and see what the universe is telling you. And I'm seeing in his belly this tremendous imbalance. And it's like he's defensive and afraid and acutely sensitive. And it's just really hard to stay going forward when there's all these oppositional responses inside, eh? Because remember this, they're all energy. Now let's wrap him, they're working him over inside. It's really kind of exciting. So let's wrap him in light and let guidance take care of him. Good, and now we're going to bring in one more. I like to call it the political one. Let's bring in a political situation on a fresh table. What political, hey Bob, what political situation? What? Oh, Syria, okay. All right. I met a woman in Costa Rica who goes and volunteers at these refugee camps over there. A very delicate woman, who's very, very intelligent, but she's strong in her heart and really wants to help these people. But in any case, Bob's saying that the Syria thing is still just terrible. I know that their refugee camps are just spilling over into other countries and Nobody knows what not to do. They don't have enough food. They don't have enough water. That's right. And there's no decision being made on the rulership, is there? Okay. Light would help a lot. He's not answering that part of it, but... Oh, they're having a peace conference. Ooh, okay. So we're just going to keep pouring. We're putting the whole, all of Syria and its rulers, and I know that they're in a state of dissension, so I guess it's a broad spectrum of rulers, and they're all up on our table. This is our political table, and you and I and the wonderful team guides that are around us are absolutely going to infuse this country with light, with love, with direction. You know, it's really interesting when I think about the thing of Syria or any government these days, it's really going to be imperative to make that shift that values all life, right? Not just the ones that have the most or the ones that have God the way they think they should. Valuing all life. So let's just keep sending light in there. Mm-hmm. A little bit more. Can you feel that? I sure can. And then let's wrap that in light and move it over to the left. And now I want you to do this, which is, imagine looking way up to the great central sun, and with your mind as a tool, bring down some of the amazing, amazing lights and downloads of energy that are coming through the universe these days, and have it go down into your, I see this kind of an apricot color that's really radiant. Have it go down through the top of your head, spin round and round in your neck. Remember, the neck is consciousness of self, who you are becoming, how you're integrating all the experiences, and it moves down into your heart, spins round and round and round. Good. And then it goes back up and goes down your arms, out your hands. So your hands are radiating this most amazing energy. And I want you to spend a few minutes patting it, putting your hand, which is radiating this amazing energy that you've drawn in from the universes, and pat it in the various places on the globe that are experiencing losses, huge losses, sicknesses, war. That's right. Oppression, the destruction of ecology. Okay, I'm almost done, so if you can hold on a minute. And now have those lights go round and round and round our planet, round and round our planet until the entire planet's got this amazing kind of, instead of having that limiting kind of skin around it that Peter Calhoun talked about, let's see it as this radiant, radiant aura going all around the planet, implying that it's regenerating and loving, healing light, and have it come back round and round the planet up through your hands, up your arms, spin around and around in your heart, shoot up through your neck and out through your mind, way out into the great central sun, pop back down, shoot right into your body and into the core of the earth. And now I want you to jump into your star and start spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning. And turn around and zipper your galactic healing center down and jump into the room with me. And we already have a caller. Hot diggity, you're on the air. Hi. Hello?
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 Hi.
I'm not sure what question I want to ask. I'd just like, I guess, some insight into... if it seems like I'm finally reconnected with my soul.
I think that's exactly what's going on. That's a really good way to put it. You've done so much work on yourself, and boy, you're really digging in there now, and you're getting closer and closer to who you are. You're getting ready to, you should be going through some really amazing shifts over the next, probably very soon. You've already been through some. I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks, and you've been through some big ones.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said you've already been through a few over the last couple of weeks. Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Carol?
What did you say? My phone was beeping. Go ahead.
I said, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I said that you are going to go through some big, big shifts over the next while, and I said you've already gone through quite a few over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it in your frequencies. Well, yeah. I know that you have pain still, but I see a kind of an intuitive light coming up in your chest and in your back. It's really interesting. And your red chakra is a lot brighter than it's been for a long time.
Wow, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it's because we want to say this to you, because you're really willing to wake up and become more conscious about where you have access to making a change. And it's difficult because Carol has some tremendous chronic pain, but you're learning to make a difference inside of your own chronic pain. And you're doing, I would say, a very good job.
Thank you.
Are you proud of yourself? I love to hear you laugh. I love to hear you laugh, Carol. Well, maybe it's time you did, hey?
Yeah, maybe so. When we spoke not too long ago, you said that, how did you put it, that I still have a fear of not being able to heal. Do you still see that?
I do, actually, but I want to say that if you can, this is for everybody at home as well. If you can recognize something like that, a fear like that, you can also know that it can stop your healing. But if you can bring it forward and hold it in your hand, you know what I mean? That's metaphorical. Hold it in your hand and just say, oh, here's my fear. You can pull it out of its dominant role, and you can move it aside even for snippets of time, and it will take some of the pain off of you. It's really interesting. You don't need to have that pain anymore the concept is that you're here to transform a number of belief structures that have come from several different lifetimes. And it started, from my understanding, it started with you being very powerful way back when, and then somehow you got confused and you unbalanced your power. And now there's still been this tremendous punishment, but it's not been punishment forever. It's just right now, because you're going to come out of this with a sense of being true to yourself is going to be somebody who really does understand how we do that to each other and to ourselves, and we're going to change it, and we're going to help other people change it in their selves. So I know that you're going to do some really good work, Carol.
Well, thank you.
And I think you ought to say, I'm proud of myself.
I am proud of myself.
Yay, Carol! Well, we need to take charge. We need to kind of go, wow, I can take charge. I can really release some of this stuff. Maybe not all of it yet. Doesn't matter. Just keep going. And I love that you called in. What's that?
Situation turning around soon?
It's a little better than it was. It seems like it anyway. Your husband is, I guess he's working regularly now, is he?
No, he's still just doing whatever he can, our jobs, but yeah, it's been pretty regular.
Yeah, it looks like he's got better than it was 6 months ago.
Yeah, just skipping by, like he just makes enough to pay the next bill.
Well, he No, I think it's going to start getting better and better, but it doesn't look like it's like a huge deluge. It looks like it's
by design. How can I help you?
Hello? That was funny. Anyway, Carol, thank you for calling, because I always care how you are, and say hi to your husband and tell him money is coming.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Monica.
Take care, sweetie. Bye.
You too.
Yeah, I will. So it's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. This is Veronica Entwistle at the radio helm, wanting to talk to you about changing your energy to change your reality. I love that. And do we have anybody on the line there, Doug or Don? One of the twins. Obviously, we don't have anybody on the line. So I wanted to talk about when I was in Costa Rica, and we did this workshop, one of the workshops that we did, which was Jill Ruttenberg is a wonderful, she was doing, pardon? We have a
caller.
Hi, we have a caller, and you're on the air, and I'll tell the rest of my story when you're done.
Veronica? Jaya.
Yeah, hi, Jaya, how are you?
I'm okay.
I almost said welcome back, but I go, no, that's me.
Welcome back, Veronica.
It's like you've been traveling, but actually it was me. how are you doing?
All about it.
Well, yeah, I had a wonderful time, but I'm glad to be home.
Good. I bet it's cooler up there.
It's cooler than it should be, I think. Is it cool down there in Santa Cruz?
It's cooler than it should be, yeah. So, about a month ago, I asked you what was happening for me in January, and you said that you saw me celebrating. Do you still see that?
I do, actually. When's your birthday?
The 18th.
Of January.
Uh-huh.
Because I see you, I want to say in and around your birthday, but I think it's even a little bit before, and there seem to be results coming from something you've been waiting for a long time. And there are three people, somehow there are three people involved. Let me see, one, two. And it's not, they're not all together on the same day, so it's like it comes in three stages of slightly different people. And I just see you kind of, like I can almost hear you saying, I just want to kiss the earth.
So who are these three people?
I don't know. They didn't give me their names. However, it seems like a project that you've been working on is coming together, and it's coming in three stages. Those stages are only like 2 days apart, and they're brought in by different people. And,
okay.
Yeah, and one man, and second man, and a woman. And
okay.
it'll make sense at the time, but I just see it as a little progression of events that kind of culminates in a success for you, and you look like you're really happy.
Uh-huh. Oh, good. That's good.
And one of the things that's been hard for Jaya is she's been waiting, and she's very patient compared to some of us. But it's hard to maintain patience after a long period of time, isn't it?
Well, it is, especially when life is difficult, yeah.
Well, you know, you might find it easy, and then you won't be as excited about it.
I think I'll be plenty excited.
You want to give it a try?
I'll be more excited. We can work on community and stuff like that.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about developing a community, a conscious, intentional community, if any of you listening would like to tune in on that discussion. And when I was in Costa Rica, I met people who were thinking about it, but I didn't really get into that. It was all around different subjects. You know, I wasn't always free to kind of wander off in my own world. Well, I had a wonderful time, so I'm not complaining, you know. But there are...
But there is community, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, there are all kinds of people doing stuff down there. A lot of expatriate people, expats as they call them, that are getting away from, are you ready for this? Our political system. and wanting to participate in something which has a little more of the cycles of life in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it's quite a bit. I just really met some wonderful, wonderful people.
Well, yeah, I'd love to hear more about it when we have more time.
Okay. Well, I really... And you're looking healthy. Are you doing well?
I'm doing really well, yeah. I'm my body is holding up under some duress, yeah.
Sometimes our bodies like to have a little duress so that they know that they're alive and well, right? I bet you don't hear people say that very much, do you?
Okay, anything else?
No, I just want to say you're looking really good and you look quite bright. And you're working, aren't you, right now?
I'm working, but not enough to meet my expenses. So it's kind of actually a little scary financially.
Well, let's take a minute and all of us do a little bit of a program around attracting. What should we put it this way? Attracting what we need, or attracting wealth is even better. But sometimes attracting what we need, and to really have faith in that. What we need and what we want, and to have a little bit of an elegant, refined life. Let's all bring down some of that amazing light and run it down through your mind and through your heart and then out your hand and send it to one another. Send it to the people you know that are seeking a little bit of a buffer or a little bit higher a level of income. There's a lot of people like that right now, aren't there, Jaya?
Really a lot, yeah, really a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just going to send it out there and make every... It's like gold dust. You want to have it sparkling and attracting more of itself, right?
Yeah.
Empathy with gold dust, I like that.
Or even gold coin.
Yeah, that would work.
Looking at a picture of Lakshmi... pouring out the gold coins.
Well, that sounds good, hey?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What did I read the other day? That your cells don't know if something is real or if you're imagining it. So if we think about the intelligence and the wisdom of ourselves, we really need to up our visualization techniques. We're all doing visualization, but let's really up it again.
Uh-huh. Good reminder.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad to hear your voice. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. So we'll talk later.
You bet. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
And so what I was going to talk, that was a good call from Jaya. What I was going to talk about was when I was in Costa Rica and we were doing a workshop and there was my friend Jill Ruttenberg who was doing sounds with crystal bowls and, oh my gosh, this place was just singing. And we were building frequencies, and we did the structures, and we made sounds that lifted everybody's... Anyway, one of the... Everybody's light. But one of the women there was a very intriguing woman who's very, very educated, came in from Boston, and she had a son who was autistic. He became autistic because of some influences, and so she started... studying. She's like a woman who's well received because she's all credentialed and doodah, and she's in I think she was in a from a long history in her family. They were related to the more the regular medical system and so on, and all the research. Anyway, she went off and started doing homeopathy because she learned something about it, and she turned her son around, and she's now working with a lot of autistic kids as a homeopath. And she said it's really startling. And you know how in homeopathics, a lot of the regime begins with a rather detailed interviewing process, or by the time they finish all that, sometimes it takes, I think, 2 hours or could even be longer, I don't know, but they have a very, very detailed process of asking questions so they can look and they know a lot about you, your profile, who you are, what your ambitions are, what makes you fragile. So that's really how they begin to decide on which potions or what. And so she was explaining how for autism, all the potions or all the homeopathic remedies will vary from person to person because everyone's autism is based on a slightly different arrangement of, what do they call it, different part of the spectrum. So you've got a whole bunch of different kinds of autism. But we do know that autism is a condition whereby people don't actually interact or relate on a normal basis. Anyway, she was really exciting. I loved hearing her talk. And she said she's worked with an awful lot of people who've got kids that were autistic and mostly was able to calculate where it came from, whether it came from, you know, the whole discussion of whether it comes from injections or vaccinations or not. And some people swear it never does. And she said she watched all kinds of people come in with the kids that they had been found normal that suddenly were affected by an injection of some sort. But they were able to turn a lot of that around. So it was very exciting talking to her, and she's trying to keep track. She told me that there's an actual party, a political party, called the Canary Party. And just look that up, because it's made up of people who are dealing with this. And, you know, canary being canary in the coal mine. And she said, you know, it's just really interesting. If we could build up our support for these kinds of things, we can make a bigger difference on this planet. So her name is Linda, and I can't find her card. I can't remember her last name, but I'd love to bring her on to Paradigm Shifters one day. So just having her talk about homeopathics, just having her talk about energy medicine, which is as delicate as homeopathic, and the potent ways that she and some of her peers... Okay, thank you. She and some of her peers have really been turning, for example, autism around. Hello, we have 1 minute if you'd like to say hello.
Oh, hi, Veronica.
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I just wanted to check in with you. I like what you're saying, and you've got a great energy.
Oh, thank you.
I just need to get a little bit of an uplift.
Good. What's your name? What's your first name?
Shirley.
What's on your throat? I mean, your throat is all held down. Do you understand that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm just getting over a cold.
Okay, so I'm looking at you going, your throat and your lower second chakra are kind of held down. You look like you're coming into a time where you've been very indecisive. You've been controlling yourself, holding yourself back. And we're saying that you're going to come into a time where you have to express certain things. I want you to kind of sing, yodel, whistle, gargle, anything, where you can actually express pent-up energies in yourself, because you have a new opportunity coming up. And one way for us to manifest a new opportunity is to release where our densities are holding us back. You understand?
Okay.
And are you looking for a new job or something? Because something that you're really looking for that's coming around the corner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is something it has to do with finances. I'm trying to figure out how to resolve it, or actually how to communicate about it. So you're directly exactly what I'm working with. And I haven't figured it. I usually my personality is fine at taking care of things, but this topic seems like it's difficult for me to get over this hurdle, this anxiety.
Okay.
What are you doing? Having difficulties.
Do you
anxiety?
Yeah, do you meditate? Here's what I'm seeing, though. With the anxiety, there's a tension that you're not breathing deeply enough. Do you know that?
Okay.
Breathing okay. Do you know what pranayama is? It's yoga breathing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I want you to breathe more consciously, more deeply, more intensely, maybe for 5 or 10 minutes, like, you know, something like that, because your anxiety is coming from stopped-up energy flows. Your life wants to break through and create a different avenue for you to go in, and yet you've got these old programs that are holding you back, both in the throat, in the brain, and in the lower belly, which is the subconscious. And I'm going, boy, if you could, I would sing and dance. You can make a racket doing that and breathe really deeply on a regular basis, because you'll blow these little dust balls out of your different chakras and give yourself much greater leeway on what it is you want to achieve. And I have to go here, Shirley, but I thank you for calling just as we were having to close off the show for this week. It's a delight to talk to you.
Oh, that's okay. I should have called earlier, but thank you, Veronica. That helped a great deal.
All right. Well, big hugs to you, and thanks for calling in. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, gosh, I've really enjoyed being back with you. I missed you for a couple of weeks. Check into my website, veronicaentwistle.com, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E. There's an Ask Veronica button there, and you can say hello. You can tell me what you think of our guests on Paradigm Shifters, how your energy is going, maybe book a session, whatever you want. And check out some of my new little videos. We keep adding videos there. So feedback is always appreciated. So this is Veronica saying thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for calling in. And just thank you for being you. Remember, take a minute and raise the fields and frequency all around you, because we could change the world. Good night and many, many blessings.